this Tosfos on Lamed Tesfot Aleph. The Hari Hoyim Omer Brein Nefoshes Kim La Bracha B'Chashuvihi Afilah B'Botzim Mishura V'Rachin V'Rachin Brein Nefoshes V'Bus Lanir Kim La Brein Nefoshes Taknua Kenegad Al Gefen Kehechad Al Gefen Boy Shura B'Brein Nefoshes Rabbis Nami Boy Shura. So it's clear that the Re learned the Gemara, that the Gemara was only going on the side of that the Brach is Aloeitz. So in the Gemara, the Brach is Aloeitz. The Gemara says, Haki said that it's felt in Shir. So the Gemara never discussed the case of Brein Nefoshes. So Brein Nefoshes is a child to make a Brach. Okay. Now, Tosfos says it's not Mistaber because the Maisa, the whole Getter Brein Nefoshes, is a Kender Isa Tikain. The same way there's a din of Alegefen, so there's also a din of Brein Nefoshes. Now, if you learn that Alegefen is deraisa, the Tosfos learns it's deraisa, so then the flow of Tosfos makes a lot of sense. We have it in the deraisa to make a brocha achorana, besides benching, but even by other foods as well. So Chazal came along and said, if it would just be, let's say, lechem, arguably, you say maybe it's dafka chashiv. It's a lechem, it's a mechaber achorana, not dafka anything else. But now that the Torah is marbed in the brocha and everything else, all these other things as well. So then Chazal came along and said, let's make it in all foods. We mentioned last month that there's a taka machlokes that around whether it applies to all foods or not. The more mendalim obeys, the more brings that albayom mina kufra, you make a Brein Nefoshes. But you buy your rakas, you don't make a Brein Nefoshes. It's not kosher. He says, I feel a yuraka, a maya loy. I feel a maya. So they extended it. But if you learn that Allah Eitz is also in the Rabbanan, so it's like you're saying, Brein Nefoshes can negate Allah Eitz. You know, that's an interesting lashon. They're two different brachas, which Chazar Masachin can negate the benching. I mean, why is it Dafka can negate Allah Eitz? So it sounds like the place would seem to indicate, at least, it's a Rai Mechletis, but it would seem to indicate the Tosfos is assuming that Alegefen is more poshut, that there's a din Alegefen, Brein Nefoshes is connected that, it's this can connected that, so it have the same rules. The Tosfos moves on to the din of Beryum. Yishalmi Rebirchon Hechi, the Yishalmi has a story of Hechi Baruch Azayis Holoi Havishura. Kamer Shum Beryum Nefilu Yochel El Preda Achas Shal Eino Ve Preda Achas Shal Riman Boy Bruchim Mishum Nen Beryum Avrachin Afilu Pachas Mekazayis Vechelak Al Gemor Didon Kena Mash Mahocha Im Kena Halocha Kamasa Shal Ruri Yishalmi. So the first Tosfos learned that they're talking about the same case, and the Yishalmi answers Beryum, the Bava doesn't answer Beryum. Vaisa Goyse Beryum is not a good answer. Rather, Rabbi Ben Yosi, how you refer to Yerushalmi, in a chelak al gemar shalom. The halachamari shehuster hagarinim, benimloch, imkain lo yahoyi kibri yosli. Abu Yvachal shalom, I feel him, how you pray to achas shalrim, and revorkal of tchila v'soif. Rabbi Yerushalmi, how you sober, shazayis, how you shalom. Lekach hutzik l'taris, the voice of Inyan, the achal pray to, assuming that in that shot, that he ate the pray to, which is the barrier hoya, the Yishalmi has to answer it that it wasn't a Beryum, but it means the Yishalmi will learn that the Hechatimsa along the lines of Beryum. The Baal Yishalmi not arguing, which means then the Oyser is there's no reason to say the Baal argues on the Yishalmi. We assume Allah will be like the Yishalmi that Beryum requires a Bracha Chorani, even though it's Pachas B'Kashir. But then Tosfos moves into the case of Termusa, which really is a different din. I'm going to leave that for now. Betzim, it's like a whole different simon. What they're discussing over here is in Simon Reish Yud, the din of Termusa is it's at the Reish Rav, and Simon Reish Rav and Sif Dalet and Sif Hagen Vav discusses that issue over there of Termusa and Amas Amayim and stuff like that. So let's hold on that. So this introduces a tzad, a din whether you make a bracha achrona on a beryum. So let's just talk that a little bit. We just learned Yerodea, so we found the din of Beryum in Yerodea, right? That Beryum is the bottle. Because of the Cheshivas, the Beryum is the bottle, so that's good. So the Chara, the Yisushalt over here, the Maisa, the problem like this, the Taz over there, you remember the Taz over there, the Taz says that the reason why burial is bottle is because since the halacha you get malchus on a burial, so mele burial is a bottle because it's davar chash, it's a davar chash of Isser, so burial is bottle. Right, that's the Taz over there. Right, now, in that din of burial is bottle, that you get malchus on a burial, so that's that you in malchus in the third paragraph, the more being malchus in Shimon and the Chachamim, what type of burial are we talking about? Shimon says any burial, so a person eats a chita shall tevel, takes one kernel of wheat, which is tevel, and he eats it, he's chayav malchus, much less than kazayas, it's one kernel of wheat. He's chayav malchus, he had a chita of tevel. The Chachamim say, no, you don't get malchus. The worst is they come to hold a burial, the worst is they don't hold a burial. It's only a burial sheyesh ben neshama. It's dafka burial sheyesh ben neshama, that's when there's a dinner burial. But a burial sheyesh ben neshama, there's no dinner burial. So me'ala hu adin, we pass in halacha l'maisa like the Chachamim, so therefore, in the din of burial l'botel, that's only true by burial of something which is it has neshama, something which came from something alive. Something which is from the produce that was alive, you know, not alive in the sense of, you know, neshama. So there's no dinner burial. So here we're talking about burial, dinner burial on fruit. So this din is not yet a din over there, right? But you saw the Rashba, if you saw the Rashba yet. The Rashba, when he discusses the din of burial, he shows it su to yet a din. Yishami brings the story of burial, right? So her, it's mamish not a sushtel. You see the Kor L'chom Adavka, that this type of thing is not a burial. Only a burial, Darush Yesh Ben Neshama is called a burial. Right? So you take a person eats a sheretz, even though it's pachas mikashir, but he eats a full sheretz, or he eats an oif tame, it's a little baby one, so it's pachas mikashir. So he's still chayv, right? So that's a barrier. But a person eats a chita shel tevel, right? So a person would take one grape of oil and eat it, he wouldn't get malchus. It was possible because I was. He had a barrier. It's not a darshesh ben neshama. And now I take that same grape and I wait 3 more years and I eat it. I say bracha chorah because it's a barrier. Well, it's not the same barrier. Right, Lachara. So the Rashba brings the Yishalmi, goes to the same conversation, which is Lachara. The Babi didn't give that answer by Sechayis, that the Babi disagrees. Shinim, you know, the less of the heart of Yishalmi. The more says the lahocha garinise halasir bazarka halachasher beria. So that's why we had to say zayis gadol. The laachas shenifra kashenechta kashenimuach lachasher beria b'shum malka b'chol isur and shabatera. So now he just means that the same way you find by Yisurim with the dinner berry, which is taka dinner din, but once it's cut, it's not called a berry. So over here also, this dinner berry, which is not the same din as that din, right? Arguably, right? But he seems like the flow, like all the cases of berry, it sounds like it's like the same din. That's what it sounds like. So that's a little bit, you know, a little bit difficult to. So you need to be mazmer with that. Okay. Furthermore, the Olam saw the Rosh already. So the Rosh has this interesting discussion of Beria. The mice, he didn't eat the pit. Right? The pit's unedible, the Zayas. So we're talking about whether it's one mice or two mice in, where the Bab and Yishami are arguing, but the Yishami, somebody's applying it in a Beria over here. The mice, he didn't eat the pit. So how, why is it called the Beria? He didn't eat the whole thing. All right. So the Rosh says it in his way, and the Rosh seems to say it a little bit differently. So the Rosh says it. Um, Well, after the same item, Hava, how do you show me Havi's eyes shalem? Kishahuva lefano. Alvagav to his sekagarbinim. So he brought the desire was brought shalem, even though he removed the pit. Kimet Shahuva lefano shalem. Since it was brought shalem, when the henam miberi shlema, bashaderech lechlemen, and he might say he ate everything which is normal to eat of it. Yeshkan shir, that's good enough. Okay, so the Rosh seems to say that if when it's brought in front of you, it's shalem. In the end of you end up eating everything which is normal to eat of it, that's called burial, the guy believes it. So if it's brought already cut, that's not called burial. Right? That's how the Rosh says it. So the Rosh seems to make like a interesting ukimta, an interesting sworn burial that now the Gabi Surim, this is not true. The Gabi Surim, he has to eat the whole piece. If he takes something out of it, even though that's something which is not directly eat, if he takes something out, it's not called burial. The Rashba Yeshem in the different case. Yeshem he served the Birchan Zai Shalom Ocho, but like his cigarin he said. He didn't remove the garment. He taka ate the whole thing. That's called a burial. But more so like Ocho Garin he said. Of the Sierra Bazark, he took it out. It means it's also in the same case as the Rosh, and he's saying that if you take it out, that's not a burial. Right? That everybody agrees with. That's not called a burial. Right? And the Yeshem's case was that he ate it with the pit. So, the question over there was, since it's a derech, is that it comes off. Right? That's how it grows like that eventually, or attaches itself. Maybe that's still called berry, but pash is the part that's not called berry anymore. Or the shadow was made, since it's not nicker, that it came off, it's so small. Maybe it's not Megaray from the Shane barrier, but Tasha's that's called that. Tasha that would not be called barrier. That's Megar than the Chinook barrier. The Shal is the Chumra is either because that's a derech for it to come off, or Chumra is because it's not nicker that it came off. It's so small.
If the Rashba is saying that he ate it with the pit, how does the Rashba learn the Yisham? Because the Yisham is the case of the Limon, and the Limon is impossible to eat a whole mini. The Limon that has to be doing with all the seeds of the Limon. Which is
zechah
not even close to being a
rima. No. So the you eat one seed of the rima.
I'm saying according to the
Rashba, inside of the seed there's a pit. Right? There's the flesh which is edible, and there's the pit which is edible. He ate the whole thing. It's the same thing. It's you have grapes. Those have pits. I mean, nowadays they have seedless grapes. They didn't know what seedless grapes were in those days. You know, all grapes came with seeds. Right? You buy Concord grapes. You still have seeds in them. Right? But you ate it with the seeds.
But the rimon is made up of a bunch of those seeds. Now each one is not a rimon.
Okay, well, that's the problem anyway. The Shami says that did on the rimon. So obviously, he didn't mean that he ate a whole rimon with the peel. Right.
If Rabbi Yechanan ate the whole,
that's his lashon. He ate an of shalimon. Right? But now the Ben Yonah says it a little differently. Just one second. The Ben Yonah throws in a different angle how to say it. Elinyan adin efshel hamid hatalmud shlomi imitalmud yushami. Renoim shimu davrish ain derech loochli magarin. Something which is not normal to eat the pit. Gernzayis getzibosh sarshi bashir novad agarin. Shekimish ain derech loochli magarin. Nishul oilam lahavi beria kishtotzi agarin. You take the garin out. It's not going to be shalem. So that's clearly not like the Rosh, right? The Rosh is saying you take out the garin, that's acceptable, right? So what's Avim Huderah? The Rosh Derech Lochlim a garin for going garin shalimoin, a garin shalaneva, a gedgoniyos. Then it would be a dinner berry. So he's saying that now he's not being maimed the Yushalmi, because Yushalmi's case is a case of Zayas. Same with the concept, we'll argue about that case. But the maisa, the concept applies. But the din at which we're coming out of is if you're taking out the garin, messes you up. According to Rashi, it doesn't mess you up. Now, the Ramah clears the shayla. The Beis Yosef clears the shayla in the Rabbeinu Yarno. What would be if you ate it with the pit? There was the Rashba's case. Right? The Rashba's case is he ate it with the pit. Like he says, Takim Meshugana. Right? So you ate it with the pit. So do you argue that, okay, with the Meisa, now you ate it as a shalem, it's a barrier. Or do you argue, since that's not normal to eat, so even if you would eat it with it, it doesn't count as a barrier. That's not called barrier, because the Meisa, you know, it's a food which is be'etzem, there's a part of it which is not normal to eat. So he says, Efshur, he brings the Rosh, he brings the Rashba, brings the Ben Yarno. No, I'm sorry, Dr. Marshall, nothing. We have ochel zayis imagarin. Havi beri alfa bishen derech l'ochel o imagarin. V'efshet afer bar 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 yonim adil b'zeh. Or no. Oh yeah, after the seal, the davar shen derech l'ochel o imagarin, but l'dayis ha'ochel l'chavi kol adam, and in Mela, it's not called, you ate a barrier. So according to Rashi, the case is called a barrier. According to the Rebbeinu Yarno, maybe it's not called a barrier. According to Rashi, you want to take it out up front. So if you eat it with it, you start, it's not any worse than that if you eat it with it. So there seem to be three different ways of understanding the dinner barrier over here, exactly what the scenario of barrier is. The totally something in itself, the Ramah says just try and stay away from the whole thing.
In the Rashba's case, we ate it with the lid. Why is it not a kazayas? The only reason it was blood solution with Yeshua is because he took it out.
Who? That's what Yerushalmi says.
Yerushalmi says that it was a barrier.
The pit doesn't count towards kazayas.
Even
a pit of kazayas, I understand. It doesn't count. No, because the mice is not food. We have the same barrier, the same as the same Gabi Yisurim, that you eat the barrier, you eat it with the tzomas. You know, the tzomas wouldn't count the Gabi Yachilas Yisur. That's the Kiddush of barrier.
Pit a date, is that
considered
a barrier?
No, so if you pit the date, that's the rush.
If you didn't pit it, you can't pit it.
So that, according to Rashi, according to Ben-Yonah, that's not called barrier.
According to
Rashi, it was hubel lefanav shalem, and then you ate whatever was normal to eat, that's called barrier.
So it was hubel, even though it was very pitted.
Well, that's not hubel lefanav shalem. That's be hubel lefanav shalem.
So the fact that it's maliach, it's not the food that was maliach by the zayis.
No.
Even it wouldn't have been maliach.
Correct. So the Rosh has an interesting. So the Chara, but the Rashba and the Rebbeinu Yarno are going with the regular kolam of barrier. You got to eat the whole thing. So the case of the more tough person eats a little oif, like the Kamegar says, he ate it with the bones. The essence of with the Bader, you know. Either bones are not considered a heel of the things. That's not this. There's two different denim. He's chayiv on the flesh of the bird, which is pachas mikazayis, because he ate the whole thing of the barrier, which includes eating the bones. But the Rosh comes along and says that no, you can take it out. Now, the Gabi Yisurim, that's not true. So again, so the way the Rosh is clearly learning this is not yet a din of Yisurim. Just an interesting pace of the discussion. It's early Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah next year. So the Shumas Nedeshin has a shayla. A person eats a barrier of morer, pachas mikazayas. He takes a piece of, there was a little, let's say for argument's sake, it was a young horseradish plant. It was a small thing. It was the whole plant. It's pachas mikazayas. Is he yotze in the midst of eating more? That's the shayla which he handles. He says the chara to kavah chomer, like Yanashita, that he says that even though it says v'chalta, so there's a din of achila, we're saying beria hastes achila, gabi bracha. So by morer, which the Rosh in Pesachim says, the reason why do you need a kazayis morer? Okay, so the Torah says, Bar Tekel Matzahs. So Matzahs have to be, the Torah says, Achila. The Torah says to Gabi Mura, that the Matzahs umrarim yachluhu, translate the word yachluhu, you eat it. It is for the Korban Pesach. You eat the Korban Pesach together with the Matzahs umrar. Didn't say the Mura is a shirkazayas. That's why Pesach Shein. Pesach Rishon says, Matzahs umrarim yachluhu. Again, yachluhu was going on the Pesach. It. Not them. It doesn't say you eat them. It says you eat it. So the Torah never says achila gabi morer. So the Rosh and Pesachim says the reason why you need a kazayis for morer is because the kazar masakim brachu al achilas morer ven achila pachad mikazayis. So the only reason you need a din achila by morer is because of the brach of the Rosh. Means we saw the din deraisa pashas. What he's saying is as long as you ate enough that you taste bitterness, you eat your Pesach, a kazayis of Pesach and a kazayis of matzah together with enough morer that it'll taste bitter. You yard to the mitzvah. But since Chazal are Masak and Brach, well, Achilas Mor, you need a Kazayis. Zok the Trum Sadeshin, for yet a din, that you need a Kazayis. If over here where it says Vachalta, and we're saying Vachalta means even, which normally means a Kazayis in Kultur Kula, but Berg is called a Kazayis. So over here where there's not even a din, the Kazayis make her a din. I mean, that's the Karmari, I mean, he doesn't say all these words, but that's what Karmari means. So Kalva Karmari says that a Berg should be enough. That's, he says no. He says because the ma'isa you have to eat it with berry means the whole thing. And the ma'isa, the Reino Tam says you're not yotze with the shroshim. You can't be yotze mitzvah morer with the shroshim. So the little things which come out, but then you have to eat the whole thing. That's otherwise not a berry. So the ma'isa you're eating part of which is not you can't be yotze the mitzvah with it. So zot shemus adashin. So that'll be a hafkoa. And the berry, the whole berry is not for the mitzvah purposes. So he said that's a problem. He doesn't say why it's a problem. The Master Shekel says the problem is because now you have a problem. That's Rishus. And Tam Rishus is Mavakal Tam Mitzvah. Samela, it comes out, you ate, so I don't think the problem is when you eat, but you see by barrier, by the case of the oif, you eat that Tzomis, you don't say the Tam Tzomis, there's Rishus, there's Mavakal, the Tam, or the, you know, whatever, there's parts of it which don't have a dinner being edible. Gidim, etc., which don't have a dinner being edible, the Maisa, they're not Mavatl, the Basar, because that's called eating a barrier. So the same thing over here.
What do you see the Dinner of Tam? What do you see the Dinner of Tam being Mavatl, Tam by Yisra?
Well, that's also good.
If I eat tripe, I can just put a lot of ketchup on it and have this look there?
So that's, he says, a person ate less than a kazayas. So you ate less than a kazayas. The tam, by more, there's no dinner of kazayas. That's it. There's a din barrier. Barrier has a shame of chila on barrier, even though this part of it is not edible. So I don't care if it's not edible.
There's a din of tamar.
Yeah, but so if I take a piece of mora, let's imagine you have the kazayas like the brisket. The kazayas is this big, right? Right? Okay. Now, I take a piece of mora, which is a barrier, which is half that size. And it has roots which are this big. How much is it mabatel, Rick DeBaker says? The whole thing? No, that's not true. It's only about the part of it. So you still have tam mor. Elamai, what? You have to have a shame achila. That you see the gabi isurim, the shame achila shach, even though it's not shach achila. So yes, so half of your mortar doesn't have a good time. That doesn't bother me. That's what DeBaker is saying. Okay, so it comes to Mishabura. The Mishabura says, that Kreger is mafakvik on the time of the Masters of Shekels has run the Trumps of Passion. So I have a different cashman. He says, the Gabi Zecher, the Morer, Zecher requires a Kazayas. I have no idea where he got that cloud from. He says, but that's because I'm looking at Zecher, the Morer. Zecher, the Morer, it's Chayehem. A good Zecher requires a. But over here, since it's a Dabra Koshev, it's Dabra Koshev, Lohed is Lashem. Even part of the Kazayas is good enough. That's how he learns it in a variant. So the Mishabura discusses the lomas of Beria is Mishabura and Sim and Tafai and Hay. Right? That's the Shard Sian and Tafai and Hay talks about it. Now, it's clearly connected to the Rush. They're saying the whole din Murar and Ba'atim has no din of Kazayas. So how can you tell me that the din of Mizekha Murim needs after Kazayas? So that's your Shabbos and Gomes Rush. You'll maybe you're wrong and you'll come up with Teretz. Okay, but I don't say Shabbos and Gomes Rush, so I don't have to answer the question. Right, but so Mishavur says that what's the word of barrier? Because it's a Dabra Chashiv, it's a Dabra Chashiv, the Hoydus Lashem. So it's not a din of Achila. You see, saying the Kurva, if you saw the shame of Achila, the Zal came along and said, listen, we need to be murdered. So the Prat of Rashim gave you this wonderful wheat kernel, or this little seed of the Rimon, that's the Rechoshim. Right? Chazal saw in a barrier, so it's not the Klodom of Achila, the Gabi Isurim. The Gabi Isurim, there's a Taka Din Achila, the Torah says you can't eat the Nevela. So Chazal said, you know, the barrier which has a din of Hashem Achila is the barrier Sheshman Hashemah, according to the Chachamim. Right? You need Dafka, he has to eat the whole thing. So you cut it in half beforehand, right? The Rosh is, wouldn't be true. But the din barrier over here, the Sharatzin is saying, there's a different Lakuta. It's not also, it's Taka, maybe it's not a Shem Achila. But Chazal came along and said, the same way there's a din that if you have a Kazais of Achila, you have to be murdered. You have a barrier, you have to be murdered. So what's an afghan if you cut it up, you took it out beforehand? The Mai said, the Russian gave you a ganza barrier. You have to be murdered. That's how the Rosh, takes the Svara. So it's not Yanadin, Lachara. The Shumas Adeshin is coming along and saying that there's a Din Achila. He said, he's learning up that that barrier has a Shema Isachila on it. That's the Chiddush of it. Even normally we have a rule, Ein Achila Pachas Mekazayis, barrier gets a Shema Achila. He says, you see, the Gabi Brachas, it gets a Shem Achila. Kalba Charmer, it gets a Shem Achila. But over there's not even an Ikud Din Achila. It's only because of the Bracha. Because of the word of the Bracha. Right, that's just, whereas by Brachas, this Tarsus is Rechalto. This is Achila. It's a third of a Kazayas of the actual flesh. Yeah, since it's a barrier, it's called Achila. So it's a bit of a Kiddush. Now, there is such a din, Gabi Yisurim, that's because of the barrier's neshama. So, Tosfos comes like this. So, we learned this Tosfos, or we learned it second Seder, before we said you were there. So, Tosfos over there asked the Kasha, then where says get a neshama, there's then a barrier. So, Tosfos and the Ran both asked, it's not a barrier's neshama. So, the Ran says, it's from something which had a neshama, it's also called barrier's neshama. Pusher Barrier Neshama means you're talking about an insect or something that in itself is the Neshama. Over here, the Neshama is not residing in the Gedonosha. But the Ran says that's called Barrier Neshama. Tosha says not like that. And we're passing the Halacha. Tosha says the Torah writes Esnish the Negid. So when the Torah, the shame gid on Nosher means the whole thing. You cut it in half, it's not a gid. It loses its shame. So the Ma'ala Beres Neshama is not because you need Neshama Be'atzim. The Ma'ala Beres Neshama is because that's the Hechel Timsa to say that this is what the case of the Pasuk is. This is, so the Torah says don't eat, it says don't eat a Petisa, don't eat a Sheretz. This is the Sheretz. So you cut it in half, it's not called a Sheretz anymore. It's called the meat of a Sheretz. So you eat the meat of a Sheretz, you need a Kazayas. Right? But if you eat the whole thing, you did what the pasuk said. Don't eat the cat. Right? Torah said, don't eat a cat. So he ate a cat. So if he ate a kazayas and a cat, he ate a cat. Right? If he didn't, right? But if he didn't eat a kazayas, but otherwise he ate the whole thing. He ate it. So that's the Ma'ala Beres Neshama, according to the Torah. So Ma'ala says, come like Gid, even though it's not a Beres Neshama, but otherwise the Torah says, don't eat a Gid, that's what he did. And when you cut it in half, it's not shmoyolov. That's what that did over there, barrier. It's a dinner, but you cut it in half, it's a dinner barrier of bottle. It's totally in shmoyolov. That's that toises. Right? So that's a different din. Right? So what about over here? So let's apply that over here. So there's taka, the Pnei Yeshua over here, and Aras Samech over here would say that, you know, the Yishalmi is going to Shitasa. The Yishalmi, he wants to know if the Yishalmi holds it, the meter rice at your bench, and Kazayas. No, the passage of the Bible is mashal that the Rashi, Rambam, etc. learn that you need a rice, you need tzviya. And then the Morris says later on that the Kazayas and Kabeya, that's a dinder, that's a smachta. Or Samaev says the Yerushalmi learns it's the rice. He has the Yukon that says Shalmi learns it's the rice. So it comes out, the Vechalta is Zuachila, and the Savata is Achila, according to Yehuda, is Achila Shesh Basviya, it's Kabeya, and according to Meir, Tzviya is going on, the word Savata is going on drinking. Okay. So the Torah says, what did you eat? You ate a geffen, you ate a tena, you ate a rimoin. So the Torah describes one thing. It's mamash anatosis. So then Berg makes sense. If the din of kazayas, So on these, so it comes out the that it's a din. Yeshua says taka din only be zayin minim, because there the pasuk says it talks about these items. Not clear that he means that. Could be he means Melo, we take the concept, we apply it elsewhere also. The Chavis Yor in the tshuva I just saw yesterday, Chavis Yor says, you know, so what do you do by dates? It says Zay Semino Dvash. It just says Dvash, it doesn't say Tomer. Okay. He says, and the Ben Yorna says Gugonius. So clearly he's not learning that, you know, the apostle doesn't discuss, everybody else discusses Zayminim. The Ben Yorna discusses Gugonius, you know, which is some type of a berry. So it's clearly not a din of Dafkan and Zayin Minim. Right? So it means the Yenet Swar of Toysis that we're discussing that the case of the Pusik doesn't apply over here. So this is not Yenet Din. It's a different, you might say we might have sort of like lifted it from there. You see the Torah gives Kashivas to a certain item as it is. When it's whole, the Gabi creates Yisurma and it's a Melim Miswar, that's something you terrible Hardest Lashem. But it's not Mamish Yenet Din. You're not much learning one from the other. And then the Rosh who says, well, if I put it in front of you, sholem, and then you take it apart, that's also called a sholem. Called a barrier. The Gabi Shlemis, there's a din of, there is Mufaykis in Allah, whether sholem has a din of adifus over a non sholem. Right? So we pass in sholem has adifus. So what's called sholem? So that, the person can say, let's say a person peels a banana. So is that called a sholem or not? It's not a sholem anymore. It doesn't have to peel it anymore. That's called a sholem still. Because the din sholem, the gami, the diva is a bracha. You have a whole thing as opposed to something which is cut. That's totally in what you would be normal to eat. But beria is a step beyond that. But the given a cheshivas of shame beria, this is mamish as it was created, and therefore it's in its pristine state and has a cheshivas to it. That wouldn't be true anymore by the banana. You took off the peel. Yeah, sholem doesn't. Let's say you have a sholem, you have a roll. So it's a din sholem. There's no din barrier. Right. Okay. So the mice is the suffix. That's, you know, we'll see. We get the halacha, but this is the suffix. How to learn. Whether the Babi Yashami are agreeing or disagreeing. And therefore, the Pesach can say you should try and avoid it. So, according to the Rashman, according to Ben Yonah, it's very easy to avoid it. Just cut it in half. So, I give you a grape, put a grape in front of you. So, cut it in half. Right? It's not a barrier. According to the Rosh, that's not true. It was Hubal the Fun of Sholem. So, at what point is it called Hubal the Fun of Sholem? Right? Is it b'shas you make the bracha? As long as you make a bracha on a sholem, it's called you made a bracha. At the moment of the bracha, it's a sholem. It's a barrier. It's still in its original state. That's the barrier. The fact that you cut it before you ate it doesn't help you, because b'shas the bracha, it was a sholem, right? So mainly you would need mechuyev a bracha achrona of ala eitz on one grape, even though you cut it. What if you bite it? So yes, according to the Rosh, Pasha, that's the same as cutting. Right? But according to the Rosh, it wouldn't help you. Right?
Does the Rosh still say you have to eat it all in one eating?
I
don't know if he doesn't say it.
What? I'm not sure where you see that in the Rosh. Maybe somebody says it in the Rosh, but I don't see that that's Mukhrak on the Rosh.
So it would just mean as long as you made the bracha,
and that would be. No, so the Rosh doesn't say bracha. Rosh says hufa l'fonav. So, you know, so some suggest that it means when you make the bracha, And some say it's even, you know, even if you cut it before the bracha, but the ma'aseh was who will fun of you were zeichah to have this beria, you mechuyav to say an aleitz afterwards, or ben afoshes afterwards, depending what it was. So, what?
Cut up in the kitchen.
Yes, that's fine. Right. But, so, the rush is the rush. Shows how. In other words, we have it said that some brachos lahakah. We don't chachila go into a situation where you're generating a problem for yourself. Right. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should try to avoid the situation. Try to avoid the situation meeting a barrier. But according to the Rashi and according to the Ramban, I did that. I was a good boy. I did what I was supposed to do. I avoided the situation. So according to the Rush, maybe I didn't avoid the situation. So I'm clear to be a safe room. I mean, if you want to, of course, you can be as room as you want. But they're saying, but that was the Shulchan Aruch tells me. He says, it's appropriate to be careful. Right? So, and that appropriate to be careful, the shaila is, you know, passions occur, according to the Rashi, according to the Ben Yonah, by cutting it apart before I eat it, or not popping the mouth in one shot, the occur would be enough. So, I'm a good boy. Okay? So the occur that would be...
The blueberries
would be right. Blueberries talk a problem. That's the Taz's example. He says mulberry, some type of a mulberry, or some type of look like a blueberry. That was talk of the small ones. You usually stick a whole one in your mouth. Well, if you eat a kazai, it's not a problem. If you only eat is only eating one, the eight is to eat a kazai. So you have to do it on the selfie.
Raisins?
Eating a berry.
Are raisins considered a berry?
even though
they're changed? Is that like Malia?
Well, the same thing as Malia. The more, assuming the Yerushalmi is, you know, talking about a case of Malia, but that's the case that we're discussing over here. So I don't know whether Malia, drying is worse or better than Malia in that sense.
The Rambam Shita doesn't make it halacha,
and the Rambam and the Rifa not Makal. So the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is the ikur, then you don't make a bracha karna. No? But the ma'aseh, there's a shita which says that you do. So therefore, it's nachon lizoyer. So I'm saying for nachon lizoyer, I don't have to be machmor in the shita's a rush. That's what I'm saying. The machar is before that there's, you know, different ways of looking at this thing.
Is it reason?
That's what the nachon just asked me. So I think so. Again, this is don't eat just one reason. Now, it could be the mice, it's not, because it could be that some of the flesh, you know, when as it dries out, it's not just liquid comes out, some of the flesh is removed out. I'm not sure what the Matthias is.
Also, I was told that with grapes, even a grape, in some cases, when you take it off the stem, you're missing some of the flesh.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. I'm sorry?
What's the problem with breaking the berry in half?
What's the problem with breaking the berry in half?
You have like one grape and you like break it in half.
So according to the Rush, it was who will the fun of Shalim.
So that's when the grape starts.
Yeah, that's when the barrier starts. Even though you ate it without it, but if it's who will the fun of Shalim, it's a barrier according to the Rush.
So according to the Rush, even if you don't cut it, but if you bite it, it's in half.
Correct. Right. You're saying, okay. Okay, so that's... That's barrier. The Rush, when he brings down the Rush says that the Re said that Breda Foshes, since it's not a bracha Keshuva, you can say it even in Bracha Mishayura. So we point out, we learn Tosis, it's not clear in Tosis. Does Tosis mean that even on something which is requires a Me'en Gimel, you'll say Breda Foshes? Or no, something which the main gimel is a main gimel. And if it's not a shear, you don't say anything. He's things which was out of Masak to make a brand of fashes, and you ain't pocket to make a shear, you can still say brand of fashes. So the Rosh, when he brings the re, he says, M'tati ver re mashma shim ocho mizayin min and pocket to make a shear, shim work achar of brand of fashes. So that even things which are Zayin Minim, which the bracha achronim would be Me'en Gimel, and he ate less than a shear, so there's no din of making a Me'en Gimel, but the Brain Fashas will say. Well, in the era, the Rosh says it's not correct. When here the Mistabra called Min Shagroy the Baruch Alov, Me'en Gimel, Bishul Chasar Nashir, Lo Yishad, Be Bracha Acheris. So you don't you can't change the brachas due to the shear. So that don't start a rash already. Yes, no, maybe. No, yes. Okay. So the rash has a richas on this swara of that will the bracha change because of the sar and shear. Now, where the Rosh saw it in the Re, that's not so clear. Matati Re, the Re didn't say too much, right? The Re just said, he's Masupik, then maybe a Chayach of Brenna Foshes doesn't have the same limits as the Bracha of... Me'en Gimel. So, okay, but let me go back one point. The Rosh, when he discusses the Shaka Vatarya, maybe it's not Me'en Sholosh, because there says, V'chaltam Zavot, V'erakta. So you need a shear. Right? Re'en Nefoshes, there's nothing of shear. And then the Gemara is only going on the side that the Gemara's question was on the tzad that Rabbi Yochanan said in Al-Aids. So where's the Hakim in Al-Aids? The tzad he made a Ben Foshes, the Takan Al-Kasha. Right? Or not. What's the second tzad? Adim Allah Niskan of Ben Foshes, Shidra Bodhan, El Duma, the Bracha Achaz, Men Gimel, Shidra Raisa. So by the way, if you want to know where the Rosh says that Men Gimel is the Raisa, this is the place where the Rosh says it. He says it again another place also, but this is one of the main places that the place can mention that the Rosh says that Men Gimel is the Raisa. So the din of Reina Foshes is Tikkun Ke'ein Deraisa Me'en Gimel. So if Me'en Gimel you don't say Pachon Mekazayas, so who then you don't say Reina Foshes Pachon Mekazayas? That's the subject that the Rosh says. That's his Tutsdadim. And the Re-Taka says that you do. It says in the Smash of the Re that you'll say Reina Foshes. So it's not Mistabra. So what does it mean it's not Mistabra? I mean, especially if you learn Me'en Gimel Deraisa. So the Torah came along and said that the Chazal never made any takana at all vis-a-vis this item because the Torah addressed it already. Chazal came along and said, well, what about you eat Yerokis or you eat Mayim or you eat Basar? The Torah never discussed that. You know what? Same way the Torah makes a bracha on these, she was a minute, we'll make a bracha on these things also. Says, and by the way, in the case of she was a minute, it's bracha on the Kashir, you make a bracha. I mean, the heck, where does that come from? Right? If you learn that everything is, right? So now, we'll learn Reishu, that there's a Magen Rama that talks about, we mentioned this already, this idea that Shayach Tziruf, if a person ate a half a kazayas of a Brein Nefoshes food, half a kazayas of an alamichya, so he didn't have a shir, say alamichya, or a shir to say Brein Nefoshes. So the Lord says a Brein Nefoshes. Is half a kazayas a pass, and half a kazayas of Brain of Foshes of meat, so he says a Brain of Foshes. What will be in the world if he had half a gazayas of pass and half a gazayas of grapes? Very big headache. What bracha do you say? You say Me'en Gimel, but you say Al-Gafin, you say Al-Mishya, what do you say? Okay. But that's a fair case that you eat it together with Brain of Foshes, you say the Brain of Foshes. So, how are you saying Brain of Foshes? So the source is Knesset HaGadolah. Mother Rome calls it Knesset HaGadolah. So Knesset HaGadolah is good. Knesset HaGadolah, she does, back in Reish Beis, we saw that Mother Rome calls it Knesset HaGadolah. He says that a person B'di Evan says Ben Afoshes on Alam Echiz Yoytze. So he holds that the Brachah Ben Afoshes was Niskan on the Zayin Minim. So, okay. So now, you need a shear to say Alam Echiz. You don't have a shear, but you might see you have two things which are climbing Ben Afoshes. Because Betz and Brein Nefoshes is shaykh to this also, so they come together and you have a shear of a kazayas for Brein Nefoshes. The Machon Rebbe argues on the Knesset HaGadolah in Reish Beis. He says, no. But the Mechaber says that you're not Yotze, we're saying Rebbein Avosh is on Alamitya. So how's the Magen Rom quote over here the Kesta Gedola? He just quotes like a one-liner. He says, if you eat a half a Kesta Gedola, Kesta Gedola. What? Good. All right, so you have to say, Lachara, like Lacham is saying, it's not the Pshat that Rebbein Avosh is in Shai. Rebbein Avosh is in Shai. Yeshua was talking about this. It's a Rachel Kolvis. Yeah, Yeshua, you spoke about this, right? Right? Rebbein Avosh is the same way Shahak is Rebbein Avosh Kolvis. Rebbein Avosh is also Rachel Kolvis. Right? But you can't say you're Yotze with that because you're supposed to say more than that. If you learn it's the Raisa for sure, it's not Yotze, you have the Raisa. It's the Raisa, you have the same hand Gimel, you know. The Pasha didn't mention these three things, then the Raisa. So how am I Yotze with Rebbein Avosh? But that doesn't mean that it's not shy to the world of Rebbein Avosh. It means that's not enough. So the Moshe says, let's say you're somewhere and you don't know benching by heart. You don't have a sitter, but you don't know the mitzvah by heart either. You know Rebbein Avosh. The Moshe says, you say Rebbein Avosh after you eat bread. Because Rebbein Avosh is a shaykh to bread also. Right. Mishmur holds not like this. Mishmur holds not like this.
Just to clarify, why is Rebbe saying that Rebbein Avosh is shaykh to bread? Is Rebbe saying because Rebbein Avosh is a word bracha like shaykh? Or is Rebbe saying because of this din of the wheat?
No, it's a bracha kol. It's the same way shaykh is a bracha kol. So now, I just want to finish up with this. So now, getting back to over here, so we're suggesting in the re that you say the case where you don't have a shir, you can't say alamich, you can say Rebbein Avosh. So the Rosh's argument is lanihira that it should change because of the shir. This is the right bracha. So this is the right bracha, and it's not the right bracha. The shir shouldn't be the machriya, right? If you learn the bread roshes b'chal not shayach to the world of alamichya, it's talking very shtarka kasha. Like, you know, if it, the halacha we pass in the bread roshes can't be moitzi alamichya. Right? But if the pshat is it's talking b'chal not shayach, so what does it mean that now it's a public? They made a new takana to say this bracha. Right? But if you learn the betzim it's shayach a bread roshes on alamichya, so it makes sense. So if you have, so the Rebbe says, listen, I'm good. He held Rebbein Avosh the Shaykh and Pasim Kishir. So why shouldn't Alamichi also have that din? Alamichi, that he had enough. That's the Torah said, Bechalta v'sabata, you need, for Bechalta v'sabata. So Bechalta, Zayim Minim is the Reis according to the Rosh, so and the Reis Greek and hold like that also. So then the Reis, so yeah, that needs a Shir. So the Torah says a Shir, Yehuda says a Shir is a Kameyah, Remeir says a Shir is a Gazayas, you pass like Remeir, the Shir is a Gazayas. Right? We could have said the Shir is, I don't know, a Revius, whatever Shir it is. Need a Chilach Hashuk. But halacha Moshe Sinai, kazakhs. Pachas mikashir, the same Rebbein Avosh is shayach here, shayach there. What's enough kamina? Right? So, I'm not sure if the Rosh is in the Re, Lechara, wherever the Rosh saw this in the Re, which is not so clear, Lechara, it's more vital to this idea that the Magen Rom is really saying, even though that you cannot use the Rebbein Avosh to be moitzi and alamichya, it doesn't mean Rebbein Avosh is shayach. So a pachas mikashir where it's not shaykh and alamich. Of course you should say that. So I mentioned to you the Mishnah Berurah has a sofik. He has two cases of a sofik like that. One was in Reish Yud where he talks about the case that you have. We have a sofik with the shermashka is. So the person would drink a half of a revius of wine, a half of a revius of shaker. She says, what do you do? And the batsim could be the shear of yayin is mechuyev in a brain of in a alagefin because the shear is not totally in the revius, it's totally in the kadayas or a kebeya. So if you become an alagefin, you can't say brain of oshes. So Ramosha says, you should say brain of oshes. You're not going to say alagefin because you're maisha, we are not going to lie to say alagefin myself. So how do you live in that other bracha? Say the Brein Avoshes. Mr. Burr learns that Brein Avoshes is not shy at the Gafin period, so it's bracha matala. In Reish Ches, he has the same It's a sobek bracha. What's all? We can't let you do that. And he has the same type of case in Reish Ches and Shartzion Sukkot Nayan. The similar, so it's Reish Yud Sukkot and Shartzion Sukkot Dalad and Reish Ches Sukkot Nayan, also a similar type of case. He says basically the same thing. He says, I'm not sure what to do. Because we don't know what to do, you should make a man of fashis. Mitzarachi, the Rosh says, you'll make a man of fashis. So Mishabura is clearly learning not like this, that the man of fashis is not Shaykh Bechlal. Mishabura still quotes it in the Magen Avraham, and we'll talk about that. Okay.